In Colorado, the 6-year-old boy who was thought to have floated away in an experimental balloon has been found. He is safe and alive. He was found at home, hiding in a box in the attic. For an hour or so this afternoon, the country's attention, or at least cable television's attention, was fixed on the silver aircraft swinging through the sky north of Denver. When the balloon finally floated gently to the ground in a dirt field, there was no one inside, and a frantic search began. NPR's Jeff Brady joins us from Denver. And Jeff, a very fortunate ending to a bizarre story. What do we know right now?
Well, we know the really good news that 6-year-old Falcon Heaney was never up in that silver helium balloon that we all watch float through the air on television. All along, he was safe in his own house. He was hidden in a box in the attic over the garage. And that good news came just as Larimer County Sheriff James Alderton was holding a press conference. He was talking about all the folks they had interviewed so far and what information they had learned. And then all of a sudden he was interrupted and someone said, he's been found. And Sheriff Alderton left the microphone to get more information. He came back a few minutes later and here's what he said.
This is not the first time when we've been involved in searching for some child. And once the child realizes people are looking for him, they hide because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble.
So it sounds like this 6-year-old was hiding up in the garage all along, and this is not terribly unusual for that to happen. At times during that press conference, Sheriff Alderton almost started giggling. I mean, it seems like he could barely contain the glee because people around here had started imagining all sorts of terrible things when that balloon landed in that field and the boy wasn't found.
Now, to people who are first hearing this now, this must sound like the original non-story. But while it was unfolding, it was anything but. I want you to, at least for their benefit, give us a brief synopsis of what happened today.
Yeah, there was such a tense few hours this afternoon. It started around 11 this morning. A spokeswoman for the Larimer County Sheriff's Department says Falcon's older brother came into the house and said that Falcon had climbed into this balloon and floated away. And of course, the parents just went into a panic, and that launched a huge search. There were helicopters from the Sheriff's Department. The Colorado National Guard got involved. For 2.5 hours, this thing floated around, and people were following it. It was going anywhere from 8,000 to 9,000 feet, traveled about 55 miles southeast of Fort Collins from where it started. It was just such a tense experience.
Now, the family is an interesting story itself.
It is. It's a very unusual family. They're very much into science, and they were on this ABC television show, Wife Swap. They have videos all over YouTube. Very interesting folks, and they're an unusual bunch of folks.
Yes, who had, quite a scary day. Jeff, thanks a lot.
With a happy ending.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady speaking to us from Denver.